Well, howdy, everyone. It's really good to be with you again today. And I've been looking forward to this. Well, today I want to talk to you about righteousness. Usually when we think about righteousness, when people think about righteousness, they think about not sinning. That a person who's righteous is a person who is godly, particularly references of not sinning. And there's real truth to that. And that righteousness would maybe best be described, if you had to choose one word, would be Christlikeness. And, of course, we know that Jesus doesn't live a life of sin. So that would be a good way. I mean, Jesus came, a good way to describe it would be not sinning. But the idea, righteousness is a positive word. It's not a word that defines the things you don't get to do. It's a word that defines what you do get to do, a life that you get to live that is very right. If you look up the word righteousness, like if you do a Greek study, it just says right. And so again, we've talked about this some before, it's not right in the sense that you win an argument because you're right, but there's just something right about something, right about you. You're inherently right, and you're therefore your behavior is right. Another word that would, I think, define righteousness or describe righteousness, can be used for righteousness, is the word goodness. Goodness. Inerrant goodness that doesn't do certain things because you're inerrantly good. But you minister goodness to people. Or you with me? There's a goodness. There's something good about you. There's something, you do things that are good. You avoid things that don't represent good. The reason I say that, the reason it's important, is because most Christians live with a sin consciousness. And most Christians believe that righteousness is this lifestyle that one, they think that righteousness is like this, the standing that you have with God. That you're really not righteous, but he sees you that way because you're the blood of Christ. And that therefore, now we're trying to attain a righteous lifestyle. You're trying to attain righteousness. When the truth is that righteousness has attained you. And righteous living, or living in righteousness, isn't about you striving to be righteous. It's about your trusting to manifest righteousness. Let me start from some scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, very familiar, it says this, that he, the Father, made him, Jesus, to become sin, your sin, my sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. You know, it's as if that you were to go to see a physician and you had this disease. And instead of the physician externally just giving you medicine, hoping that's going to make you better, and then checking on you occasionally to see how you're doing, are you taking your medicine? What if this physician could say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to become you, and I'm going to take on your disease, and then I'm going to die. And that disease is going to die with me. But you are going to be disease-free. Now I'm talking about the disease and the analogy of the story, going to see a physician. Now for us, the way it works is even more amazing. Jesus, who's the great physician, he saw that we were controlled by the disease of sin. There was something not right about us, something not right about our nature. We weren't good, and we did not manifest goodness. And so Jesus became our sin. He took us on. He became our disease. He became sin on our behalf. And we went in him and died on the cross. And the disease, sin-diseased person went to the cross and died. And we were now raised up in him. We're grafted into him when he died on the cross. We were grafted into him in his burial, and we're now grafted into him and now his nature in the resurrection. Second Peter says that you and I have become partakers of the divine nature. The nature of Christ is your nature. You're a new creation in Christ. So that scripture that I started to quote from 2 Corinthians 5, let me finish it. He, the Father, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become, now listen to this, the righteousness of God, the rightness of God, the goodness of God in Christ. Wow. He made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness, the rightness of God in Christ. That's what's true about you. God doesn't just see you as righteous. He sees you in union with Christ, and he believes you are righteous. You're in union. You've been grafted into the righteousness of Jesus. Righteousness is not a thing we're trying to attain. Righteousness is a person who has attained us. Righteousness is a person who has attained us. And as we live out our life, we, by faith, in dependence on him, in trusting faith, abiding in him, we manifest his righteousness at an ever-increasing level. We manifest his goodness. So if goodness is another word we could use to describe righteousness, you need to understand there's something good about you. Most Christians live with a sin consciousness, and what they simply think of is what they don't get right, what they don't do right, and therefore they don't think of themselves as good. That even seems like it's blasphemous. That's not what the scripture says. You've become the righteousness of God in Christ. You've been placed into Christ. That's what saves you. That's what makes you a Christian. And because you've been placed into him, you've become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so the goodness of God is yours in Christ. And so your position before him, let's not use the word standing, your position before him is one of the innocence of Jesus. That's who you are. You're one with Christ in his innocence. You're one with his goodness. The Father sees you as good. Your basic nature as a Christian is one of goodness. You're good. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. You are good. If you'll begin to believe that you are good, not as independent self, but you're good because you've been woven into the fabric of Jesus' life. You have his goodness. You are good because he's good, and you have his nature. And you can go be good because you are in union with his goodness. As you walk in childlike faith, manifesting your union with Christ, you'll find yourself doing good things. Every expression of love is an expression of goodness, the goodness of Christ that you're now in union with. When you pray for someone to get healed, they get healed. That's righteousness on display. That's goodness of God on display, manifesting through you. It's your nature, because you're one with Christ, to live that life because of your union with Christ. It's Christ in you. As Paul said that, I'm crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me. There's still a me. I'm not Jesus, but I'm one with him. For as he is in this world, so am I. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so it's important that you as a believer begin to believe what God says is true about you. What the most important thing about you is what God believes about you. The most important thing in the world, A.W. Tozer says, is what we believe about God. But the second most important thing in the world is what we believe God believes about us. And Jesus is what he believes about you. Now, I didn't say you were Jesus. Of course, that's not true. But who Jesus is, because of your union with him is what God believes about you. And he sees you as what's true about you, that you are good because you're grafted into, you're mingled in with the goodness of Jesus. And therefore, his expectation of you, not by your own strength, but or by your own power or your own willpower, but through childlike faith, he expects you to manifest the goodness of Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus. And so things like gossiping is not righteous. It's not the goodness of God. Things like being critical is not the goodness of God. Things like taking up an offense all the time, that's not the righteousness of God. There's something wrong about that. That's not right. But you have to understand, that's not who you are. And if you believe that's who you are, and that it's okay to complain or to be offended or to criticize or to lust or to whatever, you've believed a lie about yourself. You don't understand your true identity, because your true identity is rooted in who Christ is. There's this place in, let me just read this to you first. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For by his doing, the Father's, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness. Now righteousness is a who, not a what, not a thing, not a standing, but the person Jesus. You've become the righteousness of God in Christ because you've been grafted into Christ. This place, and then we'll end. Well, let me read this one. As I was looking for that one, I'll read this one instead. This is from Romans chapter 1. That's what it says about the gospel. He says, verse 16 of 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. How? From faith to faith. For it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Not from struggle to struggle, not from striving to striving, but righteousness. You have become the righteousness of God in Christ. He said, and the gospel reveals his righteousness in us and through us from faith to faith, one step at a time, simply trusting the righteous one that I'm in union with to manifest his righteousness through me. And it's my nature for that to happen because I'm one with him. For you've died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ is your life is being manifested, you're manifested with him in glory. Amen? Okay. Well, I trust that that's a word that ministers to you, and that if you walk around thinking that you're a bad person because you've done some bad things, but you're in Christ, that's not true. You're a good person who's done some bad things, and the Holy Spirit is trying to convict you of your righteousness. That's what it says in Romans, in John 16. He convicts believers of their righteousness. If you've done bad things, that means you're a good person who's lived as if you were still the old man, who's been deceived, to know who you are, to know who you are in Christ. But you're a good person who's capable of manifesting the goodness of God through the person of Christ. Wow. That's extraordinary. That's amazing. Well, have a blessed rest of the day. Love you so much. So grateful that you listen in. And my prayer is that you spend the rest of the day and the evening that you'll enjoy the wonders of being a new creation in the person of Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.